Shir Mem Tet Tif Aleph. Kol Adam Yesh Lo Arba Amos Mishu Sarabim, She Yochel Taltas Mehem. Even though one is not allowed to carry something Mishu Sarabim, even within a Mishu Sarabim, but his domain is his four Amos. And he's allowed to carry things within four Amos. Moedin Loi Ba'amos Shaloi. Mechava says, we go according to the person. So if he's a very tall person, his amas can be longer than the average amas. But if he's very short, you do not give him less than the average four amas of a person. Their standard amas is six tefachos. The four amas are not the four amas straight, but the diagonal of the square that's 4x4 amas, which comes out to 5 amas and 3/5, 5.6 amas. That is the first opinion. There's an opinion that says that between 4 amas and 5.6 amas it still is an ultimate Rabbanan. It's the opinion of the Rambam. And we're going to the Chiddush, that even going to the Rambam, if he picked one direction that's going to be the diagonal, then he gets the full 5.6. But after that, the other directions that won't be according to that diagonal will be 4 amas. For Maisa, one should be machme over here, not to carry things more than 5 amas in the Mishu Sarabi. Still give a mutu loy la odom la akro chek Mishu Sarabi, listen look aveya, she'et slavitok hava amas, v'chavey look aveya. One can pick up something and carry it 2 amas and then put it in the hand of his friend. And then his friend will carry 2 amas and he'll walk another 2 amas, or not even more than 2 amas, up to 4 amas. So no individual is doing carrying of 4 amas, therefore it's permitted. So you can use this method to carry even a long distance in Mishu Sarabim, because nobody's being over here, because each one is only doing less than 4 amas. But you cannot do it in a fashion that the object will go out of the tomb of owner of the object. The second opinion says that it is also because they may come to carry something for amas. He says, look what was that you can pass something from one person to the next in a fashion that could have a sum total of going more than 4 amas. Yeah, so Mishra says that even though we can be makel about this thing, he says that if it's something that's not for a tzarich mitzvah, one should not be minyan, not pass something out of 4 amas, even by multiple people. Yeah, to move on, this idea of passing it from one person to the next is only if you have the entire time Mishu Sarabim. If you go from Mishu Sarabim to a Kabbalist, you have another problem. Aside from the distance, you have going from one Mishu to the next. So that won't help one person Mishu Sarabim going 2 amas and moving into a Kabbalist.
Yeah.
So if they want to take something out of the shul, if they have to go through a kabbalist and then do a shul to rabbin, this will not work.